Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Jim Grant, and your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good folks at speakerspathway.com. And one of the good guys at speakerspathway.com is Dandy Don McGrath. Dandy Don, tell them about your TEDx talks, if you would, sir.
Oh, my goodness. So if you love to watch TED Talks, I love it. I geek out over them. They're just so insightful. They're so much fun. They're bite-sized. They're less than 20 minutes. So if you love TED Talks and you've imagined yourself being on that TED stage, well, you can make it happen. There's TEDx Talks, which are independently organized TED Talks all over the world, and they're open to people like you. And so I actually have a course where you can learn exactly how to do that. And actually, right now, I'm looking for 10 volunteers who want to test drive this new course. And so if you want to beg on a TED stage, go to speakerspathway.com and just go to the contact page, reach out and say, just put in there TED Talk, and I'll get back to you, and maybe you'll be one of the 10.
That's really amazing, Don, because as you were explaining that, I'm thinking, wow, that would be great for someone that wants to do a video about their business or wants to do a webinar. You've got a lot of valuable speaking skills and training in the TED Talks that would benefit them, wouldn't it?
Well, TED is great. It's a great platform. So, and Bill and I have talked about this, that when you train to get on a TED stage, it benefits every other aspect of your speaking because the bar is so high. And giving a TED talk like boosts you to a new level in terms of your expert credibility or your selexpert status.
It really does. And most importantly, have the confidence to be able to present something in a professional manner. And I think that's what everyone wants to do. And last week, Dandy Don, we were in for a treat. It was really a blessing for both of us. It's something we get so excited about when it happens. One of our members of the speakerspathway.com was on our show, Stephanie DeWayne. And oh, my goodness, we all have seen her go and grow. And we're so proud of her, aren't we, Don?
She's been taking action. She's been taking the courses, attending our coaching, and she's just exploding. In fact, I'm so super excited that Stephanie and I are giving a joint talk at Hypno Thoughts Live in Las Vegas, which is the largest conference for hypnotists in the country. So I'm so excited to be partnering with Stephanie and be sharing information about how hypnotists can use speaking to grow their business, just like Stephanie has.
You're exactly right, because one of our executive training directors, Dr. Sony Jackson, was telling me that some of the people that Stephanie's been associated with down there in Florida, they've been going through the same thing she has, and all of a sudden they're standing back and looking like, how is she doing all these wonderful things that she's doing? And it's because of the training she's received at speakerspathway.com. And there also, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of free complimentary gifts, and one of those complimentary gifts is given to you today by our guest, Mr. Bill Heinrich. And Dandy Don, I'm going to let you introduce Mr. Bill and talk to him, let him talk about his complimentary gift, if you would, sir.
So I've had the pleasure to work with Bill, to have Bill as a friend, as someone that is in my inner circle of very close friends. I've coached with him. My wife and I have coached with him. Jim and I have coached with him. He's a master at what he does. He can blow the roof off your life. And he calls himself a business, high-level business coach, but never talks business. So, Bill, it's my absolute pleasure as a friend and associate to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Don. I'm pleased to be here, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. What would we like to talk about today? There's a lot of different directions I can go.
Okay. All right. First, First of all, Bill, I'd like for you to explain your complimentary gift that you would love to give someone today that's also on the speakerspathway.com website, or different gift, and how they can get in touch with you, if you would, sir.
Okay. Well, my website is truelifepurposenow.com. And my complimentary gift today is the first book I wrote, which is called Clarity Has No Story. Mm-hmm. And you can get that at myfreebook.me. Myfreebook.me. You can go download that book absolutely free. And that's a great book. The title of it, Clarity Has No Story, tells you what the book is about. When you have clarity, there's not much to talk about because you know what you're doing and you're focused in. When you don't have clarity, you get into stories and all kinds of things that stand in your way, block you, and hold you back. So it's all about getting clarity in life.
That's really amazing because, Dandy Don, as you mentioned, me and you both have used Bill to be our counselor, our spiritual counselor in a business kind of way to be able to help us get clarity in our minds. Because sometimes in life, ladies and gentlemen, you just get, you know, you get at a crossroads and you say, okay, do I go straight? Do I go left? Do I go right? And sometimes you just need a good, solid outside opinion of the facts of what's important, how to get rid of the myths, the cobwebs in your mind. And Dandy Don, I mean, Bill has just been fantastic with us, hasn't he?
He's a master when yes. I've coached with him in a couple of respects in our masterminds. He's absolutely masterful in helping people get clarity. And I've really learned in working with Bill that really it all comes down to clarity. Like that's it. And you know, that sounds really easy, but in fact it's not. And so Bill, I'd love with you to share an example of, you know, lack of clarity and then someone who found clarity and then what that did for them.
Well, I've got many examples. I've worked with hundreds of people over the last 10 years. And it's all about the inner game. It's not what's going on outside of you. It's not what you want to accomplish. It's not what you want to do. It's the stories and beliefs inside of you that don't serve you anymore. It's really fascinating that we have all of this information available to us, except for one key piece, and that's our life path, where we should go in life. Yeah. In fact, I was working with someone last week, and very, very talented businesswoman. And the funny thing about it is she has a gift that I call divine order. And she just, from inside, her energy just flows in an orderly way. And she was shocked when she saw that, because when you have divine order, it's like you create a blueprint for what needs to happen. So, and she laughed because she said her husband's nickname for her is Blueprint, because she's always looking for that blueprint, and she never knew why. But we all have this energy inside of us. And, you know, I go explain all of this in my book, The Seven Levels of Truth, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But we're so focused on the outside, and people are always talking about mindset, but mindset won't do it. And the reason it won't is because your mind can only work in the past. Let me re-say that.
Yes.
Your mind can only deal with the past. Your mind cannot come into the present moment. Like right now, I'm connected with both of you, sharing this information in this present moment, not concerned about what it's going to do, just sharing it from my heart with the best that I know. When we use our minds, we go into the past to get information. And this is where we get blocked and tripped up by our stories and beliefs, because they're inside us. And we have stories and beliefs that feed our emotions, and the emotions come up. So people, in fact, I was just working on a section for the book tour I'm on now, going out to speak about the seven saboteurs. In fact, we could even talk about those a little bit. But
sure.
you can tell just based on your energy whether or not you're in the right place. As Jim and Don, as you know, The thing I always tell you when we're coaching is, where's the energy? Let's follow the energy. Is that right?
Absolutely. And you know, Dandy Don, I remember one time we were talking to Bill, and I said, I made a decision, and Bill says, hey, let me stop you right there. Stop making decisions. I thought, what? He said, just make options. That way you're flexible. You know, you're not carved in stone, because I'm going to say here real quickly on page 60 of the Seven Levels of Truth, I really like this quote that you got there, Bill, and I'm going to read this if I may, folks. He quotes, your mind and your heart will each give you a different perspective of life. One is instinctive and the other is intuitive. And ladies and gentlemen, I tell you right now, we come back after break. We got about 2 minutes left before we go to commercials, but I'm going to have Bill, if he would be so kind as to delve into that. And also the seven things that he mentioned before that he wants to get into, because this is a show that could really go on for several hours. But Bill, if you'd be so kind, would you be kind enough to tell them how they can get their hands on the copy of The Seven Levels of Truth? Because ladies and gentlemen, this is a great book. Trust me.
Yes, you can get the book. I'm offering it at my cost. This is what most people do on the internet, where they do a free book giveaway, and then they charge you shipping and handling. So I can't say that, because when you're spending money, it's not free. Mm-hmm. So you can get the book at my cost at book.truelifepurposenow.com. And the cost to you, shipped to you, will be $8.95, or you can buy it on Amazon for $18. Those are the two choices. book.truelifepurposenow.com.
Wow, that's really amazing. That's a great deal, because I was fortunate enough. I walked up to Bill. We were out there in Phoenix, and I said, I'd love to have a copy of your book, and would you be kind enough to autograph it? And you know, Don, you know, believe it or not, I reached in my wallet to pull out some money to pay Bill, and he told me, your money's no good. And you know what made me so upset? I spent half the night printing that stuff to make sure I had enough money. But that just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, what a wonderful guy he is. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
In celebration of what would have been author of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Roald Dahl's 100th birthday, Oxford University Press has published the Oxford Roald Dahl Dictionary. The dictionary is both authoritative and a little bit mischievous, and includes everyday words plus those invented by Dahl for his books. One of my favorite words from the dictionary is zosimus. That is what the big friendly giant calls the stuff that dreams are made of, which he whisks with his magical egg beater. Roald Dahl loves the letter Z, which he uses in his mystical words, like fizz-whizzing, zip-fizzing, and zoonk. By now, you might be feeling a bit biff-squiggled. That's another word for confused or puzzled.
It's Margin Neighborhood.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. We kindly ask you on behalf of Dandy Don and myself, if you'd be so kind as to subscribe to the channel, share our podcast. You can find us on iTunes as well. And the information we have on here is very, very valuable, especially on today's show, because we got Mr. Bill Heinrich with us. And I'm going to read this quote again, and I'm going to have Don introduce him or reintroduce him to the show here. Bill says on page 60 of his book, Seven Levels of Truth, and all of the websites and all the information on how to get anything on the show will be in the description on the podcast. But Bill quoted, he says, your mind and your heart will each give you a different perspective of life. One is instinctive and the other is intuitive. Wow, Don. Did you realize that?
You know, I didn't before I read that book, Bill's book. Yeah. But mm-hmm. You know, being trained as an engineer with a bachelor's, master's, and PhD in engineering, I live heavy in the mind space. I live heavy in there, and that has actually caused me a lot of stress and strain. So I can't wait to hear more again what Bill has to say about that. Share with us more about that, Bill.
You know, what's fascinating is we are all focused on life, but life is in the physical. And the physical is, and our physical survival is food, water, shelter, being able to make money, pay rent, pay the mortgage, and all those other things. But the truth of the matter is our hearts are connected to universal wisdom. And there's a huge difference in the physical. The instincts in the physical are just our five senses. That's all we can work with. Yet when we learn to connect more with our heart, and we do that based upon the way we feel, when we connect more with our heart, we're now connecting with universal resources. Let me give you an example of this. I think everybody's familiar with maybe thinking about someone, and then a day later they call or they run into them. They haven't seen them for a long time. They're like, wow, I was just thinking about you this morning. Why did you call me? But you see, universal energy is omnipotent. It's unlimited. There is absolutely no limitation whatsoever in the universe because it just works on energy. Everything in the universe, which includes Earth, is a vibration. And when you start understanding the vibration, this is why I say follow the energy. You see, we each have come to Earth. We each have seven divine gifts. And those gifts are divine compassion, divine creation, divine order, divine healing, divine authentic self-expression, divine truth, and divine power. We have all seven. But have you ever heard, Jim, where somebody says we're all like snowflakes? We each have our own unique gift to share with the world. Have you ever heard that before?
Yes, I have. And I tell people, look at your thumbprint. I mean, that's a very unique sign there.
You see, we're all different. And this uniqueness, this snowflake effect, is actually energy. And I know, like in working with Don, I was able to show him some things with his energy that absolutely changed his life. Mm-hmm. And I've had clients call me where they have things going on where they're upset and disturbed. And when I teach my clients about this, it's like when you're upset and disturbed, you don't want to make any choices. Now, you had mentioned decisions before. I teach people not to make decisions because decisions are final and they come from stress. Mm-hmm. If you make choices, then you can take responsibility for the choice that you've made, and you can change it anytime you want. But it's being able to get your energy in alignment so that you can present yourself not from your emotions, which are tied to the stories and beliefs inside of you, excuse me, that cause you to maybe get angry, to yell, to speak up. People injure other people. They do a lot of harm because of their reactions they go into because of beliefs and stories that are inside them that have been there for a long time that they don't understand. So when you're working instinctively in the physical, you can only use your five senses. But when you work intuitively, you use energy and your heart.
That's one of the things that I had to learn, because Don mentioned about all his training and stuff. And of course, me being a retired master sergeant, going through all the military training, spending 31 years in the Army, I had a lot of baggage up there that I did not realize. You know, things I thought were gospel were really garbage. And I'm not knocking the military, don't get me wrong. It's just that we get all these barriers built up in our mind, and sometimes we need to do some spring cleaning up there. And because with all those five senses, if that's everything that you experience in your life, your mailing address will be General Delivery in Worryville, USA, or wherever you might live. Yeah. You know, that's just it, because it enslaves you.
It is just so true. And if we look at this very simply, there's really only two emotions that we deal with, two basic emotions, and that's it. And that's fear or love. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can have fear in your life is because you're looking into the physical and you're referencing the past. In other words, you're getting false evidence that appears real. It's not supporting you in the moment. Or maybe you're afraid that an expectation that you have isn't going to get met. Because expectations, you know, the definition of disappointment is when expectations meet reality. It never comes out the way it should. You know, the old saying is it always takes longer and costs more. So connecting more with the universal energy, the universe is always in a state of expansion. It's always expanding. It's moving organically, and it's following the vibration. It's following the higher the vibration, like attracts like. And this is what you start attracting into your life. So, I mean, many of my clients have had situations that are like miracles, right? Just, it's so different from the way they were experiencing life before. When a challenge comes up, instead of going in and protecting and defending, they look at the facts, they share them with love, and they just let it handle it. The situation will handle itself that way. It's a totally, totally different perspective. Much more peaceful, much more joyful. And there's unlimited potential with it. Because when the universe works and you have energy, you see things happen. And I know in some of our past experiences working together, we've all seen that specifically, where literally just by coming from a place of love and giving, miracles have happened.
Hey, can I share a story?
Sure.
So this is when Sylvia and I were working with Bill, and we've got a big vision for a ranch property that we have. We want to turn into a place where people can come and be nourished spiritually, nourished physically, nourished emotionally. And it requires a lot of investment. And so we've been, you know, really putting a lot of our efforts and our cash kind of into the development of this. And I was kind of having a lot of stress and strain about, okay, the money, you know, oh my goodness, you know, we've got to live, we've got to do this, that, and the other thing. And I remember we worked with Bill, and Bill kind of got us to really understand our life's purpose and to be in our life's purpose and let go of expectation and get aligned. And it's really, really funny that shortly after Sylvia and I started practicing this, I get a letter in the mail. Letter in the mail is from a company that I worked for years ago, and turned out there was a pension there that I didn't even know I had. And make long story short, it turned out that I was able to get a check for $109,000 that I had no idea existed. And that really helped us to do some things that we hadn't thought we couldn't do. So it's really crazy what can happen when you let yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, even more importantly, Don, I remember the conversation that we had when you talked about that. And being an engineer, the way that you think and work and laying out a plan, you had a plan that was over like a 24-month period. And I was like, well, why are you limiting yourself? And you said, well, all these things have to happen. I said, I know, but all you have to do is hold your intention energetically and just take the next step. Yeah. You don't have to do anything, but just what's next? And so what happened was, as Don started looking into it, is everything started accelerating just by taking the next step, just because he was open to allow things to be created. Right, Don?
Yeah, because people would say, oh, well, if you do that, you're going to have to pay the lot. Well, if you do that, you're going to have to do this. If you're going to have to do that, like, I learned how to shut that mostly off and be like, get clarity on the next thing.
That's
it. And it turned out like things were way better than people were saying it was going to be, right? It was way easier.
And you're way ahead of your schedule.
Yeah.
That you had on paper, because when you're in the physical, you're dealing with limitation. Mm. It's always limitation in the physical. Always. You're dealing with other people, their beliefs and their fears. But when you just take the next step and say, well, I'm just going to take the next step and we'll see what happens. And you do it, and then you reassess and get clarity where you're at, and then look at the next step from there. Magic happens, really happens, and it happens fast because the universe is pretty amazing, and everything runs on just a vibration.
Yeah, we're launching our event center, and it looks like now September.
Wow.
Now, that's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that was like 24 months out when we were talking about it.
Oh, yeah, it was years out.
You know, so there's a quote, and I don't have it in front of me, but it talks about when you're committed and you're taking these steps, everything in the universe is going to come in to collaborate and support you. You just have to allow it. But you can't allow it if you're listening to fear from the physical, because fear from the physical is everybody has opinions. Oh, this can't happen. That won't happen. You're going to have trouble there. And people start buying into it and agree, and then they have trouble.
Yeah, like one of the things that I like to say and tell people, I always had a tendency in my life to fit everything in my little box, you know, and that just enslaves you, and that just takes you away from the abundance of love that Bill has been talking about, because you enslave yourself. And we got about 5 seconds left before we go to commercial, but ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be a lot more good information in the next half hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's the Fitness Minute with fitness expert Annette Hammond.
Did you know that the average teenager drinks twice as much soda as milk? Since 1983, sugar consumption in the U.S. is up 28%. Why is that? There are several reasons, but one of the most common is soft drinks. 20-ounce beverages have become the norm, and it's not surprising to find that 43% of our sugar comes from drinks. Sugar is blamed for poor nutritional diets. USDA data shows that people whose diets are high in added sugar eat less calcium, fiber, iron, protein, and many other important nutrients. Fat-free foods are also a culprit. Since sugar is fat-free, many people tend to think it's okay to eat as much as they want. Remember that just because a food is fat-free does not mean that it's calorie-free also. For the Fitness Minute, I'm Annette Hammond.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. Please go to SpeakersPathway.com and get some complimentary gifts from all of our executive training directors. And also, Dandy Don, you've got your TEDx talk, and you've got a special challenge. You're looking for 10 people that really want to learn about TEDx. Would you share that with us, please?
Yeah, I'm happy to. So I built this course based upon the experience that I had in coaching some TEDx speakers last year. And I learned so much about TED, and I really dug in, being the geek that I am. I dug in understanding everything I could about TED and TEDx and kind of what the meeting organizers look for. And based upon my knowledge of sound marketing principles and what I understood about TED, I created what I believe is an extremely valuable course. But I want to test drive it. So I've done some test driving with our team, but I'm looking for 10 volunteers, and I will gift you this course that I value at around $1,000. And so, but don't reach out to me if you're not serious and you're going to spend the time on this. This is a really, really valuable course, and I want you to get the most out of it. So if you want to give a TED Talk, and if you're serious about giving a TED Talk, I am going to gift you this $1,000 course, and I will personally work with you while you're taking this course. So that's my offer. Go to speakerspathway.com, go to the contact page, and just say, want help on TEDx.
Thank you, Don. That's really great. That's a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, because TEDx training is very valuable. I can personally, you know, vouch for Don. I mean, he's the speaking geek, and to me, he's one of the greatest speakers in the world today, because he is sincere, he's from the heart, he can train you a lot. The kind of training Don puts on, you'd pay $2,000 to $4,000 a day. That's it in a nutshell. And today, ladies and gentlemen, our guest is Mr. Bill Heinrich. His website is truelifepurposenow.com. All of these email addresses and websites, I should say, will be in the description, how to get his show, how to get all of his information, his book, especially The 7 Levels of Truth, and Dandy Don on the back cover. I love this one here, The Answer to Life's Biggest Question. It says, this book is for anyone seeking answers, solutions, and success in life. Our birthright is abundance, love, peace, and joy. The 7 levels of truth will allow you to achieve all of these results in your life. And we were talking to Bill during the break, Dandy, and he's going to talk about the 7, what was it, demons he called it or whatever? I forget what it was now.
7 saboteurs.
7 saboteurs. Well, they're demons anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it was where the demons hang out, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But the demons are inside. Yeah, earlier, you know, when we spoke about the quote about your mind and heart give you a different perspective, one's instinctive and the other's intuitive. And you see, we're all raised and focused on survival. It's all about survival in life. That's the whole focus. And because of that, we completely overlook what people like to refer to as the spiritual side. Now, the fact of the matter is, we're all connected energetically. The universe is connected energetically. Everything's a vibration. This has been scientifically proven. So I developed some guideposts for people, because when you're in the physical, things will come up, and these guideposts will tell you, whoa, you're headed the wrong way. So they're called the 7 saboteurs. The first one is fear, false evidence appearing real. It's a powerful motivator. It causes us to make instant decisions and take actions with no thought or choice. We just go into reaction with it. You're actually operating unconsciously. You see, because with fear, it's all about protecting ourselves. The ego helps us protect ourselves. And when we're using the ego in our minds, we're always going to the past. So when you're in fear, know that you're in a place that you shouldn't be making choices. You really want to get yourself in a calm, peaceful place and understand what's going on by creating awareness. The second one is attention. Where your attention goes, you go. So notice, who's around you? What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you doing? What are you attracted to? What is your attention focused on? Your attention can only be focused in the physical. When you're in the non-physical, you don't work with attention. You work with intentions, and you support those energetically. The third one is attachments. Excuse me. Rigidity is the next one. You mentioned this about living in your box before, Jim.
Yes.
You know, when you're rigid, what people are doing are protecting their point of view. Consequently, it's impossible to connect with them and have a conversation because they're always in a constant position, in a constant position of protecting whatever their belief is. The universe is in a constant state of change. So when there's rigidity, there's going to be chaos. It has to happen. The next one is avoidance. When you're avoiding things because you don't feel good about it, everybody talks about issues. But the truth of the matter is, when you start looking at the things that don't feel good inside you, you're going to find you have emotions around those, but you can't have an emotion without a story. There's some story beneath it that's creating the emotion. And many times when I work with people, we go back to when they were 3, 4, 5 years old, what happened in their childhood, and they've been living with these stories their whole life. And when the discomfort comes up, they have a tendency to want to avoid it. This is what fills up casinos, and people just want to escape. The next one is defensiveness. Defensiveness is the supreme ruler of the saboteur kingdom. There's nothing to defend in life. Now, I'm not talking about being physically attacked. That's different. But what I'm talking about is people are in a constant state of defensiveness with their position in life. And the reason they are is because they don't want to be wrong. Because of that, defensiveness shuts you down. It puts you in a position where you're always measuring yourself against others. So look for anywhere in your life where you're being defensive. The next one is reaction, going into instant reactions, causing yourself, again, to make choices that don't serve you at all. I could really go, it takes almost a long time to go through these. I'm just breezing over them.
Sure.
The last one is fear of loss. Fear of loss is something that we all experience in the physical, because we lose loved ones, we lose pets, we lose jobs, we lose money, and it puts us in a position of protecting. It causes us to get paralyzed. It's fear of loss really is the foundation for a belief of betrayal, where we're sensitive to anything we've lost, any experience of loss that we've had, and we're always looking for ways to protect it and protect our demise, thinking that it's going to do us in. So these are things that come up all the time that people are doing without any awareness whatsoever. No awareness. So they're guideposts. When you're there, you're headed the wrong way. There's a story that you're protecting inside of you, and those stories don't serve you anymore. You know, we end up getting handed obligations in our life. We all have them. These are obligations that are assigned to us by other people. And the first place they come from is family, where people are expected to behave or to do certain things or act certain ways. When you're living up to other people's obligations, you're giving them all of your power. You see, all of your power comes from within inside you. When I was talking earlier, you know, about fear, what's happening when you're in fear is you're giving your power away. Because on the other side of that fear, on the other side of your life lessons, is where all of your potential and your power is. It's not on this side where we're protecting ourselves. We have to get to the other side just to see what happens. And that's when you can have amazing, amazing experiences that'll just, they literally blow your mind, you know. Just the thing that Don was explaining before when I was working with him and they were talking about the work they were doing on this project. And we just took the boundaries off from their thoughts and said, let's just get the next information. Let's get clarity and we'll go from there.
I know, and I know we're in trouble when Bill says, let's go into expansion here. And then I know, oh my goodness, my mind's about to be blown.
Yeah, he's going to take you right out of your comfort zone there. You know, ladies and gentlemen, as we're sitting here listening to Bill, I think each and every one of us, I know me specifically, I can honestly say that, wow, Bill is really, you know, bringing awareness to some of the things that I need to be aware of and need to work on, especially the fear of loss, because I explained to everybody before the show started, you know, about our dog, how he's doing much better. He's got congestive heart failure, but the fear that I had and how it grips you and how it paralyzes you. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness, that's something I'm still dealing with. And I'm so thankful I have Bill in his book here, The 7 Levels of Truth. And you can find out more about Bill at truelifepurposenow.com. And Bill, if someone wants to send you an email, how could they get in touch with you, sir?
They can send the email to the divine purpose guy at gmail.
Divine purpose guy at Gmail.
Yeah. You know, when you were talking about your dog, and I know how much you love and you're connected to your animals, mm-hmm. Jim, but you know, the truth of the matter is in the physical, everything has a beginning and an end.
Yes.
Everything. Now, that's not true in the non-physical. That's not true in the energetic world.
Wow, that's really amazing. We got about 15 seconds left, maybe 10 seconds left for a commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you. I want to hear a little bit more about that when we come back from station identification and all those wonderful things and pay the bills. And we'll be right back right after these messages.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Simaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
Notice you buy more groceries when you use a large shopping cart. The shopping cart, or trolley as it was originally called, was invented in 1937 by Sylvan Goldman, owner of 2 Oklahoma City grocery stores. Back then, shoppers carried their food in wicker baskets. One day, Goldman was observing his customers and realized that as soon as their baskets were full or too heavy on their arm, people stopped shopping. Goldman thought, if we could somehow give customers 2 baskets, we could do considerably more business. What's another word for a resourceful person? A debrouillard. Goldman put wheels on some folding chairs, attached 2 baskets to the seat, and let the back of the chair act as a handle so the cart could be pushed with one hand. What do you call anything that can be manipulated with one hand? A thumb-a-doodle.
It's marching
never. I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by thespeakerspathway.com. The good guys at speakerspathway.com, and all three of us on the show today, we are part of speakerspathway.com. And our guest today is visiting with me and Dandy Don and really helping all of us get clarity in our minds is Mr. Bill Heinrich. He's known as the True Life Purpose Guy. You can email him at divinepurposeguy@gmail.com. His website is truelifepurposenow.com. All of these email addresses and websites will be in the description of the show. And Dandy Don, I tell you right now, he can really hit home with us talking about the fear of loss and the way you and I, we both love our dogs. And I was sharing about our dog having congestive heart failure and how I really enjoyed being with him today. He's doing very well, and he was pulling me halfway across the county, went for a walk. So I want to hear just a little bit more about that and let Bill just take the show and just go with it, what he wants to talk about.
Yeah, you know, in the physical, everything has a beginning and an end. Mm-hmm. Everything.
Yeah.
But that's not true in the non-physical. When a person, as I call it, transitions back to energy, when they leave the earth, if you've been with anybody in that situation, I've been with many people when they've crossed over, it's almost like a milk carton is left behind. Like there's no milk in it. The energy's gone. That's what happens. The energy leaves. And everything in the universe is just energy. You know, with animals, for instance, they have a typical lifespan. I mean, there's a beginning and end. We all agree with that. But the truth of the matter is, Jim, is the thing you love the most about the dog is how you feel.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Right?
You're absolutely correct.
He's probably not the prettiest dog in the world. He hasn't been in all the dog shows or whatever. You know, you just love him. See, that's the energy. That's the connection that you have. And so your feelings and working with him as he's been ill and helping him is just showing how much love you have inside of you. And the dog is a reflection of your love. He's reflecting it back to you. That's what you love about him so much. This is why, you know, people say people will never remember what you said, but they're always going to remember how you made them feel.
Ooh, that's really true. I really like that. You know, and speaking of the little dog there, his name is Rudy. He's quite a little guy, and, you know, everybody says he's spoiled, and I quickly remind them, well, it's Evelyn's fault. I didn't have anything to do with it, you know, and they laugh at me for some reason. Because, you know, Don, your dog, Goose, he's a character too, isn't he?
Oh, totally. He's just, every day he brings smiles to our faces, and we love our dogs. They bring us such joy, and it is hard to realize that, you know, if all goes according to how things do, we will probably outlive the goose. And that's a very, very difficult emotional thing.
Sure it is. Sure it is. And it's because of the love he reflects back to you. And I've often said, can you imagine what a wonderful world this would be if everyone had the heart of the family dog? And that's really, the way I look at it about certain things. But today with Bill being here, the True Life Purpose Guy, his website, truelifepurposenow.com, email address, ladies and gentlemen, again, is divinepurposeguy@gmail.com. And every time Bill, I get a chance to talk to Bill, just a blessing. And, you know, Don, I know how you feel about him. And he's just a great coach, a great trainer. And his book that he has written, it's Seven Levels of Truth. I mean, my goodness gracious. I gave it to my wife. She read it twice. I had to, you know, practically go beg her to get it back. And I've read it. I'm going through it again. And it is really, really a great, great book. All of the things this Bill is talking about in there, you can get. And Bill, would you be kind enough to share with people how they can get your book again, sir?
Yeah, you can. Well, you can get it. It's The Seven Levels of Truth. You can get it at Amazon. It's $18. Or you can get it at my cost at book.truelifepurposenow.com. You know, I want to go back a second to this fear of loss piece. Mm-hmm. I never had a great relationship with my father. That's a whole other story. This is what got me on this path, which led me this way. But, you know, today I can sit down and meditate and I can connect with my father energetically, mm-hmm. even though he is no longer in physical form. In fact, he's been gone for 16 years, but I can connect with him energetically. And that's the fascinating thing about energy and the thing that we overlook. All of the fear, all of the things that block us are in the physical. You know, as you know, right now, I'm starting a national book tour. I'm going around the country speaking on the seven levels of truth, and I'm self-published. In fact, I'm going to be in Albuquerque the first 2 weeks of April, Albuquerque and Santa Fe, New Mexico, then moving on to Texas. And as I sit here today, I have a lot of fear about this trip. Because in the physical, there's a lot of moving parts. I want it to be good. I'm trying, you know, my ego is telling me how great it will be, blah, 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 blah. But the truth of the matter is I'm doing this. This is like a mission I'm on to just go help people. Mm-hmm. And the moment I stop thinking about the energetic value that I'm creating with this book tour, I go into terror in the physical. It's a physical experience. You know, I've got many moving parts. I'm living in an RV. And this is just part of the human experience. And the beauty of it is I know where I'm at. I know, wow, okay, what's this fear? What is this about? Let me get myself back in energetic alignment. You know, it's all about being in energetic alignment, taking the next step, moving forward. And it's a beautiful place to be when we don't know what the future looks like. As long as we're bringing good energy to it, miracles happen. Great things happen. But the moment we have it planned out, it's like, oh, well, I'm going to go into Albuquerque and, you know, I'm going to make damn sure that I, you know, speak five times and I do this. And that isn't it. I'm putting out email, speaking with people, creating opportunities. And you want to know something? Whatever happens is going to be perfect. That's the truth of the matter. Whatever happens is perfect, and it will help people. But if I go in there on a tear, oh, I've got to get this done, I've got to get that done, I got to, you know, I'll be nuts, you know? Yeah. It'll just end up. And I know we've all experienced that. I know that everyone's experienced that. So it's moving forward to be of service at the highest level to others. That's what we're here for. Yeah. The outcome doesn't matter. You know, I saw a great quote the other day. In fact, I'm going to steal it, right? And the quote is this: attitude is always superior to circumstance.
I like that.
Attitude is superior to circumstance. Now, the way to have the best attitude is energetically. If you have an attitude based on beliefs, then you're going to be living with an expectation. But when you step into a situation, yeah, I'm working with some clients now that have some fantastic opportunities in front of them. This is almost like a rags to riches story. And it's amazing what's going on. And what I've taught them is we're just going to go one step at a time. Let's see what develops and let's see what serves you the best. It isn't being selfish. It's self-love, taking care of yourself and understanding how to do that in a way that's for the benefit of everybody. It's very easy to do, but you can't do it when you have an expectation. Because when you have an expectation, you're pointed at one particular area, and what you're going to do is start trying to control the situation. Have you ever met a control freak before? You're going to try and control it. You're going to manipulate it. You're going to twist it. You're going to do whatever you need to do to get it done, rather than just moving forward with clarity and taking one step at a time. Does that make sense?
It sure does. I mean, I just love listening to you talk. And when you were talking about the book tour, I was thinking there might be someone out there say, hey, how can we find out where you're going to be? What dates are? Do you have any dates or a book tour, anything like that, where people go to and find out where you're going to be, what dates and that sort of thing?
Well, we're actually setting that up right now. In fact, within the probably by hopefully by it should be done by April 1st. I'm redoing my whole website. So there will always be information on there. I'm looking for places to speak. I'm here to just help people, to give people more clarity, to let them live life more enjoyably with more peace, love, and freedom. That's our birthright.
Sure.
Our birthright isn't survival. That's all in the physical.
Oh, yeah. You know, Dandy Don, the thing that impresses me about Bill is that when someone gets to know him and gets a chance to meet him, guess what they want him to do? They want him to speak, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's fascinating stuff. And recently, Bill kind of coached me. I spent a month in Phoenix looking to kind of preparing for our big event and speaking. The intent was to speak a bunch and help attract people to the event. And there was a time when that nothing was happening. And I was in that survival mode, like, oh, my goodness, what am I doing? And I remember Bill said to me, Don, whatever happens, it'll be perfect. And you guys were both there. Was it perfect?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That was a fantastic event. The energy that just flowed in there, the love. And I mean, we saw strangers just gel like they'd been lifelong friends. And I mean, the support, my goodness gracious, to be a part of that. It just kind of like, whoa, I just stood back and looked, ladies and gentlemen. I thought, man, I am so fortunate to be here right now because this is perfect. It really is. And Bill, I tell you, you mentioned earlier about your free ebook. Would you mention that again, please, before we got about 30 seconds, please?
Oh, sure. The name, excuse me, the name of the book is Clarity Has No Story. It's all about how you language yourself to support yourself to a higher level. And you can get the book free at myfreebook.me. Myfreebook.me. M-E.
All those addresses will be in the... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. We're out of time. We've had a wonderful time. You have a good one. We'll catch you next week.